You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. This is a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Wednesday, I think. The days are blending together still. I hope you're well, and I hope everyone you love is well. We're apparently going to try to return to normal in the United States, even though we have the most deaths and the most infections of any country in the world. And it's not because we're doing the most testing per capita either. So, it's just pure incompetence on the part of this administration. And I recommend that all of my listeners vote these fuckers out, okay? Just as a upfront plug, I guess, you can call my phone number that is specifically set aside for this podcast if you have questions or if you want to send me a text. It's +1 for America, 314-502-9566. Or you can send me questions and comments through email, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. Well, a couple of big posts came out on the website. One thing I wanted to highlight is the story I posted is kind of a follow-up to, really, I consider this post about Master Steve, the father, the alpha father of Michael the faggot, the apartment building faggot, who kind of gained notoriety on the website for sucking off most of his apartment complex, you know. And that initial post about Master Steve and how he revealed his son to his son his faggothood, you know, the fact that he was a faggot at 13 years old or whatever, kind of shook people a little bit, and it shook me, all right? And I consider that post to be, you know, one of the top five most important, impactful posts that I've ever published on the website. So if you haven't read it, I do encourage you to read it. But I followed it up today with kind of a second part to that, the first initial post, where it goes into detail about, more detail about what the final steps were in Master Steve's training of his son. A controversial thing happened in there. I don't know if I should spoil it or let you read it. Master Steve basically taught his faggot son how to suck cock by having his son practice on his own cock. That's that's pretty incredible. And I can't stand my father, so I could never imagine sucking his cock. God. But my father's not alpha either, okay? So, Master Steve trained his son to suck cock on his own cock, with his own cock. And then that transferred over to Michael's service to the alpha neighbor, Brian. And he was serving his alpha friend, Brian, domestically, but then it moved into sexual service and blowjob service specifically. But Michael had trained on his father's cock, so he was ready to do that. And anyway, just read the post. It's very illuminating, I think. And my brother Michael, is one of the most extraordinary faggots that I've run across in my time on this website. Honestly, throughout my life, I never really had many fag friends. Here and there, you know, I had one in particular that I was pretty close to. A truly, like, pig bottom, nasty pig bottom, okay? Faggot, that kind of faggot. He was that kind of faggot. But I, generally speaking, I didn't really become friends with many faggots during the course of my life. I guess I just, a lot of their behavior turned me off in terms of just their personality. A lot of them were on drugs, and I mean, I've done some drugs, okay, but I was never addicted, and these people were addicted, and they were just living like really kind of just not good lives, you know. I always felt like, as a faggot, I always wanted to kind of hold up to some sort of standard, so that the men that owned me would feel proud, I guess, you know, that they own me, you know. And it's not like I'm the hottest faggot in the world or have the best body or whatever, you know, but I've always wanted to be presentable and clean and live a lifestyle that's respectable, you know, so that an alpha who owns me would always feel comfortable, you know, in owning me, or proud, you know. And that's generally how it's been in my life, you know. And so I just never really developed many fag friends. But, like, I'm friends with the four faggots that Master Nick owns, and those four faggots are phenomenal faggots. And Michael's another one. Like, I consider Michael to be a friend. He's an internet friend, obviously, but he's a contemporary of mine in a way. Like, he's very much like how I was, and he views service virtually exactly the same. So, yeah, and so it's just been really an extraordinary, really fulfilling relationship I've been developing with Michael, but I really do value him, honestly. So, anyway, I don't know where I'm going with that, but speaking of bad faggot behavior, okay, I just mentioned some of it, okay, but something happened with Master Nick. Some faggot, apparently, I don't know, who the faggot is, but apparently a faggot contacted Master Nick's girlfriend and told her about him owning and using faggots. And as you might imagine, she was very upset, and it caused, you know, problems between Master Nick and his girlfriend. But they've worked it out. And she is willing to be open-minded and kind of work through this, you know, which is much to her credit. Honestly, a lot of females would not be able to handle that, you know, so I give her credit. But heaven forbid that it's any faggot that's following me, okay, that did this. I would be really ashamed and disgusted if it was one of my followers that did this. I mean, I hope it's some random faggot in, you know, in Canada who did this and, you know, is jealous or whatever and just acted out like this. But if one of my followers did that, I fucking curse you, okay? I don't accept that kind of behavior. I think it's completely wrong. Petty, childish, and just ignorant, you know. And, you know, here's the thing. Like, when I say that I don't have lots of faggot friends because of the behaviors that I see out of them, this is one of them. Faggots are fucking terrible to each other, to other people. They're vindictive and ignorant and cruel a lot of times. They are, it's almost like they loathe themselves so much for whatever reason. Well, I mean, I guess we know why, but that they project that onto other people, you know. Like, they're unhappy or they're sad or they're unfulfilled or whatever, so they have to try to make other people hurt to make themselves feel somehow better. Well, fuck that. And fuck you if you did that, okay? Like, I just... And I have seen this kind of behavior again and again and again out of faggots. Faggots are just the fucking worst. I mean, half the time, I want faggots to be fucking raped and beaten up because of the way they act, you know? I don't know how else to put it. Like, I just... These kind of faggots are basically... They should be used as cum rags and thrown in the trash. You know? I just can't... I can't even wrap my mind around why somebody would do something like that. But I will say this. Master Nick is... maybe the most powerful alpha I've ever run across. He's certainly in the top three or something, okay? Particularly off of this website. He is astonishing. He's a straight alpha male who has discovered fag worship and loves it, and he has built a kingdom around himself. And he is not going to give it up, okay? Not for anybody. He's not going to surrender to weak-minded, simple-minded people. Not his girlfriend, if she chooses that, or these faggots that are trying to hurt him, or anybody. Real, straight, alpha males are they're the epitome of manhood in this world. They are nature's greatest creation. They cannot be assailed by weak, inferior people. They cannot be defeated. And anybody that is foolish enough to think that they can assail them, you are making a great mistake. Really, okay? Master Nick is not defeated, and he will not be defeated. He's everlasting. I don't know how else to put it. He is an impenetrable fortress that will stand forever, okay? He cannot be moved or broken or defeated. He just can't be. He's got that kind of internal power that sustains him through any trials. And I just find it to be hilariously sad that there's some pathetic faggot that thinks that they're going to show Master Nick who's boss, okay? It's certainly not this coward running behind Master Nick's back to try to hurt him, okay? You're going to fail. You will fail. You have failed, okay? And I just think, what a waste of time and energy, you know? And ultimately, it's a loss on the faggot's part. Because deep down inside of that faggot, there's this empty hole that is going to remain unfilled and remain empty and vacuous and cold, you know. And being distracted by stupid shit like this instead of actually just serving and doing the work of serving is absolutely the wrong thing to do. It's absolutely, for the faggot, just a soul-killing exercise. And I hope that whoever this fucker is that did this, you know, hopefully they grow up, all right? Hopefully they get some sort of sense about them, about what they did. And hopefully they realize what a futile gesture this is. This futile effort. It's not going to work, you know? So, anyway, I just wanted to put this on podcast because there are a lot of fucking stupid faggots out there. And they all need to fucking either grow up or go and get fucking beat up, okay? And used and discarded. That's all you're worth, you know? You're not worth anything else. So, anyway, Master Nick goes on, and he's going to continue to go on, and I am going to be right there by his side for the rest of my life. I'm not ever leaving him. I will never turn my back on him or give away my allegiance to someone else. I have made a vow in my heart to be with him because he is my God, you know, like he is the most incredible alpha that I've ever encountered, you know. Why would I go anywhere else when I've got this incredible man who has caged me, essentially, and then I serve him, you know, and I'm one of his faggots, and I'm proud to be one of his faggots. And so I'm going to be there with him for the rest of my life, and he's going to go on, and he's going to leave this kind of petty bullshit behind, you know. So anyway, that's the end of this rant. And I hope that you continue to do well. And I'm working on a project. Who knows when it's going to be finally released. It's a part of a series of projects that I've got planned. I've had personal things coming up that I've been distracted from it, but I did actually make some headway on it, and it's going to be coming soon, so keep an eye out for that, okay? I plan to rattle a few cages. Anyway, I guess I will let you go. Thanks for listening. We only have a couple more podcasts left before this thing goes behind a paywall. So it's Fags Worship Alphas at patreon.com. So I will talk to you later, okay? I love you. Bye.